All right, we're taking a look at leadership, and of course, part of the goal is to develop proficiency in discovering our blind spots so that we can deal with those blind spots and be empowered to reach our ministry potential. So, when it comes to dealing with conflicts, seeing the conflicts, one of the things that we should be doing is making sure that, as we mentioned before, work in slowly from the edges of the conflict. Secondly, understand how conflict erupts. Thirdly, go ahead and discuss whatever is being discussed, whatever conflict is underway. Discuss it with many voices, but endeavor to leave with one voice. So after you've addressed any intense conflict, when the meeting is over and the decision is made, the group should be of one voice. There should not be any leaks of who said what and when. Unity is a demonstration that the issue has been truly resolved. Mistrust that can develop due to a lack of discretion will actually limit the potential and effectiveness going forward. And that's the area where many organizations, including churches, fall short. Discuss with many voices, reach an agreement, and leave it there. Leave with one voice. Discuss with many voices, leave with one voice. Fourthly, never intentionally have conflict with other leaders in front of those you lead. Never intentionally have conflict with other leaders in front of the people you lead. Some people may question whether it's bad to display leadership conflict in public, but discretion is a worthy goal to pursue. When people watch their leaders having conflict, too often we lose significant credibility. You can imagine how bad it looks when someone, whether one leader or both leaders, or all the leaders involved in the conflict, really get bent out of shape and things turn ugly. And let me say this to you, because this is important to be aware of. There are many, many people, including people who wear the clerical collar. They say that they're men and women of God. They're clergy. And they have agendas. There are people out there who will deliberately start yelling and carrying on like they don't have good sense, but because they want to ruin your reputation. You may have a reputation for being a person who is even-keeled, generally cool, calm, collected, and people may really like that about you. There are other leaders out there who hear these comments made, and they don't like it. They may be jealous of you. They may be resentful towards you. They just may have dark hearts just so full of hatred that even if they're not jealous of you, they don't want people thinking the best of you. Even if they think people think better of themselves, they don't want the people to think well of you. And so if you have a reputation for being cool, calm, collected, able to deal with conflicts in a great way, in a very, very sane and intelligent way, there are people out there who have such dark hearts that they will start an argument and they'll start yelling and yelling and yelling because they want you to get so fired up emotionally that they want you to start yelling back. And they'll do it in public often because they want other people who are around to observe this so that they try to destroy. They don't let you know what's up. They don't let others around them. Now, they may talk with their boys behind closed doors and let them know what's going on. And they may brag to them about how they got you bent out of shape. But they're not going to let the general public know that that's what they were really trying to accomplish, so that you would no longer have that reputation of being someone who's cool, calm, and collected. I'm just saying, that's another reason that it may be good not to deal with a conflict with other so-called leaders in the presence of the people you're leading, whether they're family members, church members, you name it. Because if things do get heated, it's better for the other people not to witness that. Not that you're trying to be deceptive, but the impact that it has on them emotionally, mentally, etc. And if the ones who are truly people of integrity begin to lose credibility, which is what the instigators want. They want you to lose credibility. So if the ones who are genuine followers of Christ, who really want to do things right, begin to lose credibility, it leaves the others who are watching the leaders in a terrible place. So, try not to resolve, you know, have conflicts with other leaders in front of the people you're leading. Let me share with you one more, and we'll delve into this at a later date. Never resolve conflicts via email or social media. It is so unfortunate that we have a leader today who doesn't do a good job at resolving conflict. He really does a lot to create conflict. But he deals with conflict through social media. Never resolve conflict, leaders, via email or social media. Let's look at that some more when we come back next week. But in the meantime, who remembers what our power note was for today? Share that with you at the beginning of the hour. The power note was habituate gratitude. You can be in gratitude with the same spontaneity as being happy. And being in gratitude is an assurance of continual blessing. That's my power note from Candy G. I want to remind you, take that power note, apply it to life. Think about some of the other things I shared with you today. Put them into play in your lives as much as you can. I want to encourage each one of you to let some of life's best moments come through you.